Welcome to EdTech in 10. I'm Laura Carr. As a mom, an educator, and a wife, I have a lot of things to keep track of. And I always felt like I did a pretty good job over the years, but I never really felt like I had a concrete way of keeping it up with it all. I would have things on sticky notes and different calendars, some apps on my phones, and it was always just, I always felt like I was just one misstep away from forgetting something really important or losing it all. And I was trying to figure out what a conceivably useful way was to keep all of this together. And a friend of mine at work showed me her bullet journal a few years ago, and I was really intrigued by the idea, so I started doing some research, and of course fell down that rabbit hole, got completely obsessed, and now my bullet journal is life. So let's talk about what a bullet journal is. Diehards also refer to them as bujos, so you may hear me switch back and forth between terms. But basically, a man named Ryder Carroll invented the bullet journal, and I'll have a link to his official website in the show notes. And he refers to it as a way to track the past, organize the present, and plan for the future. In a nutshell, a bullet journal is an analog method of organizing your life. When you set up your notebook or your journal, you start with an index so you can keep your pages organized and know where everything is at a glance. And then you create layouts for the year, the months, the weeks, and the daily entries. But you do this as you go. You don't end up setting it all up in advance. There are different symbols you use to differentiate between appointments, tasks, and events. So for example, a task may be a dot. An appointment may be a little triangle, an event may be a circle, so that when you're looking at it visually, you know automatically what's what. And then every month, week, day, you migrate your tasks for information you need to keep working on. The interesting thing about migrating things is that it really kind of ends up showing you what's important and what's not. Because after a while, when you start migrating something like, oh, I didn't get to that today, I'll migrate it to tomorrow. Or I didn't get to that this week, I'll migrate it to next week. And when you start carrying something over and over and over and over, you start questioning, like, do I really need to do this? Is it that important? And oftentimes you don't, and you end up just getting rid of it. So it's a great way to kind of help you prioritize what it is that you're actually interested in and what you actually need to keep working on. Another really cool feature of a bullet journal, and of course it's optional, is that a lot of people have collections or trackers that they use to help kind of track things that are important to them. So maybe you want to track, like, that you're drinking enough water throughout the day, or how much you're exercising, or if you're a lady or even a gentleman with a lady and you want to be supportive, fertility information, or books that you want to read, or books you've already read. Notes about work, anything under the sun, your mood, you can track anything, and you can make it as basic or as beautiful as you want. And it's all in one place, kind of like your life is in this little notebook. So you can refer back to it and have that information at your fingertips. Obviously, this is a very brief synopsis, and via podcast, it's hard to visualize these things. I'm sure I don't come close to encapsulating the awesomeness that is a bullet journal. So after you're done listening to this, go check out Ryder's website and kind of get a vibe, a visual of what this can be. And I'm going to include some links to my Pinterest boards and the blog that I've done about this at Well that also has some visuals. So that way it can help you get started if you feel like this is something you want to pursue. Now, I know I mentioned my Pinterest board, but I'm going to give you a caution about Pinterest. Because Ryder's method is very minimalist and simplistic, but if you search for bullet journal ideas on Pinterest, you're going to be inundated with these gorgeous artistic spreads and layouts. And the cool thing about these is that there's tons of different ideas to lay out your bujo other than what Ryder, you know, presents in his original vision, which can be helpful for you if you need to make adjustments. The downside is that most of them are presented at an almost unattainable level of prettiness. I mean, I consider myself semi-artistic, but more along the lines of decorating my Christmas tree and making mesh wreaths, and less so in the way of drawing. And I found myself trying so hard to try to replicate the art and the beauty that I was seeing online that the journal wasn't working for me because I was focusing on the wrong stuff and I was getting super frustrated. The point of the journal is to be functional. And so if you have the artistic chops and the time to invest in making it look great and wonderful, go for it. If not, or if you're not sure, just stick with the basics until you get a feel for it and how you want to organize yourself. And there are lots of cheats and different ways that you can get around making it pretty, like adding stickers and stamps. So maybe that's more a route that is appropriate for you. But just my number one recommendation is focus on the organizational aspect first and then worry about making it pretty. My next piece of advice is to not worry about being perfect. Because when I started my bullet journal, I went with what I read from Ryder and all the things I saw on Pinterest. And I had layouts for my year every month, every week, and every day. I've been doing this for 3 years. And at this point, I just have a weekly / daily layout because I use online calendars for everything else. I have an online calendar for work, and with all of my appointments and meetings, things get changed so frequently it was really hard for me to keep up with changing things both in the calendar and on paper. And the same thing for my family. My husband and I have a shared calendar, and trying to keep up with that and what's on paper, and sometimes I would change one and not the other, and then I wasn't sure which one was the correct appointment. So I just take things 1 week at a time. So I know whatever's written in my journal for that week is based on the most updated information. Not only that, but my layouts and how they've looked have evolved as my needs have changed. If you were to page through my current notebook, you'll see that I tried multiple layouts before I settled on the one I'm currently using, and that's just since August. That's not even including the other two or three notebooks I've already done. Because my needs have changed. I'm not in grad school anymore, thank the Lord. So I just have work and personal life to keep track of. So I didn't need to be as involved. And it's hard to get stuck on the perfection aspect. Because have I messed up on lines and drawings and things that I've done? Yeah. And have I hated layouts that I've tried? Oh yeah. And you either have to power through until you get to the next week or the next day, or you just turn the page and start over, because imperfection is life. And I've seen people on, you know, Pinterest, or I, you know, on these Facebook groups where people freak out if there's some flaw in their journal and, oh my God, it's ruined. And if that is what you are focusing on in life, you are going to have bigger problems when you're trying to get organized. You need to just let it go. That is the joy of paper. Rip the paper out. If it bugs you that much, start over, move on. It is not worth your sanity trying to make it perfect. In terms of getting started, there's no hard and fast rule about what kind of journal you have to use. Ryder made an official bullet journal that you can buy, but you can use literally anything that has pages, including something as simple as a spiral notebook from your classroom. Personally, I use something called, and I'm probably going to botch the name, but I'm going to say it's like Lectern, and it's 1917, and it has dot grid pages. If you look on the blog, there's an actual link to it on Amazon, so you can see what I'm talking about. It's a good size for me. It comes in lots of pretty colors, so each new book I get, I can get a new color. But what I really like about it is that it has a built-in index at the front. The pages are numbered. It has a little pocket in the back where I have like a little mini ruler because I, even though I say don't worry about being perfect, I really like my lines to be straight. So I have a little ruler in there. And it even has a couple little ribbons for, you know, marking what page you're on. I really like the fact that it's the dot grid because it helps me write in a straight line because I really stink at that. And the dots are pretty light, so they're not a distraction. You can get notebooks that have grid lines. You can get notebooks that have regular lines. You can get notebooks that have no lines. It's really up to you in figuring out what works for you. As far as your pen goes, I did not realize there was a whole world of pen obsession until I started my bullet journal. People get very particular about the weight and color and the ink flow, etc. Somebody recommended to me the Staedtler Tripless Fineliners, and I like it because the ink flows really well and it's a real thin line, and it doesn't like bleed through my pages. But honestly, like some cheapo ballpoint pen that you stole from your doctor's office will work just fine. So if you want to go crazy and get fancy pens, be my guest, but just know it's not a necessity. And as far as colors go, Ryder, you know, presents all of his stuff in just black, but you can get fancy with color if you want. I used to use three different colors. One was for my personal life, one was for school, and one was for work. Because I had so much going on, it helped me differentiate what was what. But now that I'm down to just work and personal life, I'm back to just using all black. Because frankly, it's easier to just only have to worry about carrying around one pen in my little pen holster that I have on the notebook than trying to wrangle three. And speaking of the pen holster, let's talk about accessories. So they'd make all sorts of different little pen holders that'll attach to your journal so that you can snap your pen in there and not have to worry about finding it. Another thing that I really like are these things called mild liners. They're not really a marker. They're not really a highlighter. They're like a highlighter, but with mild colors. So I like them because that way I can use them to kind of highlight headings or, you know, draw a line as a separator. But I'm not going to burn my corneas with the bright highlighter color. And they're not so dark and opaque like a marker that I can't see anything. And so the final accessory that I think you're going to want to know about is washi tape, because it's everywhere and it's amazing. I've actually stopped using it in my bullet journal because, again, it was becoming more of a distraction of making it look pretty for me than actually being functional. But I have a whole drawer full of it right next to me here at my desk that I use for other art projects. And again, if you go online, you can see all the different ways that you can use washi tape to jazz up your notebook. So it's just really how crazy do you want to get with it, and how involved do you want to be? But I would say those are probably the accessories that would be of most interest to you if you're getting started and you want to get a couple things to make your journal fancy. So you may be thinking, Laura, this is an EdTech podcast, so why are you telling me about this paper journal? And it's hard to rely on paper for everything in a digital age. And there are Bujo purists who schedule and do everything in their paper journal. But you have to find a balance that works for you. As I mentioned before, I mean, I use mine for weekly and daily tasks. And I do a weekly reflection in it. And I track things and I have notes for work. But I also use my digital calendar because for me, it's a necessity. And Ryder even has an app that serves as a companion to the bullet journal. And it's one of the few apps I've ever spent money on because I don't really ever spend money on apps. And it's set up in the same way that the bullet journal is set up. And the interesting thing is it's meant for like when you're away from your journal. So if I'm out and about at the store and I'm like, oh, I got to write this down in my journal, I can put it in the app. But the app will delete that information after 48 hours. So it forces you to go back and write down what's important or you're going to lose it. So it doesn't serve as a replacement for the journal, just sort of like as a temporary holding spot for your information until you can get back to it. So basically that's it. That's the overview of the Bujo. Take some time, make notes about how you might want to use it. Is it strictly going to be appointments? Do you want to track things as well? Are you going to do reflections? Are you going to track student data in it? Like, how do you see yourself using it? And that way you have some ideas, like, on a page written down. So when you get that blank notebook, you have an idea of where to start and where you're going. And you're not going to be quite so overwhelmed. So figure out what's the balance and get going. And the beauty of the bullet journal, because It's not recommended that you set up your whole year from the beginning. Oh, okay, what I did this week doesn't work. I'm going to try something else. Let me do something different this week. Let me add some more information. And then just keep making adjustments and keep making changes until it works for you, until you find the balance that you need. And then you'll be golden. Thanks for bearing with me. I know my voice is kind of a mess right now. I'm sucking on a cough drop so I don't hack all over the podcast microphone. My daughter was generous enough to share her daycare illness with literally everyone in the entire family. So we've been trying to get over that. So let me know. I would love to see examples of your bullet journal. Feel free to contact me if you have any questions. Or just, you know, need some insight. I'm not an expert per se, but I've used it enough that I have a general idea of, you know, what works and what doesn't. Check out the post on the blog as well, and that might also give you some good visuals and things that you might need. And connect with me online. I have a Twitter account. My Twitter is at Laura B. Carr, LauraBCarr. And I also have a new Instagram account for EdTech in 10, and it's EdTech_in_10, spelled T-E-N. So I'd love to connect with you in any of those two ways. If you send me a message on Twitter, do me a favor and identify yourself and let me know who you are and that you listen to the podcast or you read the blog, because I have had some crazy weirdos contact me via Twitter, and I look at their accounts, and their accounts are basically empty, and I'm like, this seems like a scam. So I don't respond to them. So just know that I'm kind of extra vigilant about that. So if your Twitter profile is blank and you have no information and you send me a message and I don't respond, don't take it personally. I've just been dealing with a lot of spam and a lot of fake accounts, and I'm trying to keep myself and my account safe. So I hope you are having a lovely beginning to November. It is 11/11. It is Veterans Day. It is cold and windy here in Texas, and so I'm just going to stay inside and stay warm and try to get over this illness. So y'all have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.